Jeff Belanger is a paranormal researcher from right here in New England, and he knows everything about the ghosts and the Melonheads. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So you've been hearing, I'm sure, like us, our whole lives about the Melonheads, which we figured out is kind of like a Connecticut thing.
Well, it feels like it anyways.
It does feel like a Connecticut thing, and I grew up in Newtown hearing about the Melonheads. I heard about them in Trumbull, but I also heard about them in Stratford and in Bethel and really all over Fairfield County area. And so doing this kind of work, I started doing some research and learned that while those stories start to show up around World War II and after, the roots actually run down to the Deep South.
Fascinating. What is the origin story of these big-headed, small in stature creatures living in the woods, supposedly, allegedly?
Right. Well, the monstrosity thing, so the description is that they're these strange people, a little bit short, with these oversized heads, and the accusation is that they're inbred people that are living out there away from everybody else, and who knows what they're up to. But the earliest roots I found actually show up just after the Civil War in the Appalachian area of the United States. There was a group of people they called the Melungeon, and they were a combination of Europeans, freed African slaves, and Native Americans who were living in this kind of commune, but then they stayed so far away from society that there wasn't a lot of people to have more babies with, and then the accusation was that they were inbreeding with each other to keep this line going. Now, whether these Melonheads,
right,
made their way up to the Northeast, we don't know. Or another story about the Connecticut Melonheads is that they were a group of witches that have lived out away from society since the Puritan times. And again, if you're going to stay completely away from society, you're not going to have a lot of dating options.
Jeff Belanger from Ghost Adventures and New England Legends joining us this morning.
You know this type, when your wife is your sister and your mom is your aunt.
So the accusation again was that they were inbreeding and living out in the woods, which nobody noticed until Connecticut started to get really populated, especially after World War II, as people are moving away from New York City and settling in that part of Connecticut, and suddenly these folks are being discovered.
This is how you end up with a third arm or a centered eye in your forehead, Anna. They're not on Match.com. Hard for me to think, though, that somebody is still hiding behind like a tract of land near a Stop and Shop or a Price Chopper or something like that. The Amazon, I can buy into the Amazon, the lost Amazon tribe, but the lost tribe of Newtown's a little bit harder for me to wrap my head around.
Yeah, like, do these people really exist if we just go wander around in the woods?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure you'd find them today, but you might have at one point, and this is when we have to kind of put things into a historical context. In Trumbull specifically, there's a road called Velvet Street, but the locals call it Dracula Drive, which is a great name, and it runs back by the Easton Reservoir. It's remote. I'm sure there were cellar holes there at one point. And you have to remember, there was a time just 200 years ago and even 150 years ago where people who had physical deformities, mental disabilities, and so on were either put in prisons, they were locked in basements, they were kept away from society because it was just brutal. It was a totally different environment back then. And so once you started building asylums and things like that, like the one in Newtown, for example, Fairfield Hills, those asylums helped quite a bit to get people into a facility that could take care of them. But of course, there's stories about escapes and folks wandering off and then, you know, living in the woods by themselves. And you can imagine if they were walking down Main Street, someone with a regular physical deformity would get mocked, would get teased, would get screamed at by children. Of course, they're going to go hide in the woods.
Right.
So if it was the 1950s, 1960s, and there was a group living out there because they were so mocked in town and kids go out looking and they see something, is it that hard to imagine that we would say, yeah, there's monsters in the woods. I've been out there. I've seen them. And then the legend grows.
But it doesn't end there. Wait till we learn more about the Melonheads with Jeff Belanger, paranormal investigator, right here on Star 99.9.
This conspiracy is going next level, Anna.
Jeff Belanger is the host of New England Legends and has appeared on Ghost Adventures. He's a paranormal researcher.
Very scary stuff here.
If you ever listen to any regularity of the show, we are constantly talking about the Melonheads because everybody seems to have a story about the Melonheads.
If you just Google Melungeon, I'm already on a path right now where Abraham Lincoln, Elvis Presley, they were all related to him one way or the other.
They're all Melonheads. Abraham Lincoln was a Melonhead.
They were all Melungeons, all right?
Yeah.
You can see it in their bone structure. Clear as day, Abraham Lincoln was a Melungeon. I can see it right now.
And he was so freakishly tall. I mean, he was an outlier.
Right?
He was an outlier, right? That's the thing about these people is that suddenly we start to wonder, are they really monsters or are they just people with physical deformities that were treated as monsters?
Which is not nice.
Right.
No, not nice at all.
Right. Not and, nice in the yeah, least bit.
And while I don't suspect you're going to find anything in the woods off of Dracula Drive today, you might have at one point. Connecticut is full of ghosts and strange legends because it's full of so much history and people.
It's right. Amazing.
The older your spot is, the more stuff died here.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Well, Jeff, we want to thank you for clearing it up. And, you know, we'll continue searching for these melon heads, even though I have a feeling we're never actually going to find them.
Well, the story survives. And I think it survives because there's a moral to it. There's a lesson from our past that we could still learn today.
Which is don't date your sister.
That and don't make fun of people with physical deformities.
There we go. There's those two of them. I told you that's those horror rules to live by. I told you, Anna.
Jeff, I know you have a podcast and you have a website, ghostvillage.com. If people want to reach you or learn more about everything that's haunted here in the Northeast, where can they go?
They can go to ghostvillage.com or my website, jeffbelanger.com. And I'm on a speaking tour right now all throughout New England. And it's just great to share these stories. So thank you, guys.